This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Compelling world that is the DJV experience. I'm Doug Steffen, here with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Tara Schillen, Ryan Seacrest. What a surprise! He's going to return as the host of American Idol. Wow. Nobody thought that was going to happen, right?
No. Nope.
Nobody thought he wanted the
Winter
game.
Winter alert.
Shocking. Yeah, right. I guess. He's a good kid. Good. Good for him. What do you mean?
The kid part.
Good kid.
It's
he's
funny.
40, what is he, 41?
I don't know.
Yeah, I think he's...
I think he's in his... Well, yeah,
I let's feel see. Like he's older than that, but...
No. Hey, if he may not even be that, but I think he's 40.
All right, everybody take a guess.
42.
Oh, sorry, I ruined it.
42?
Yeah.
Okay, good. All right. I just think that kind of work and that kind of focus and that kind of attention deserves support. I think there is a part of me that wishes I were him or the other. The Dick Clark thing I had early on, once I started to have a little bit of success in this business, thought to myself, this would be kind of cool if I could do some television and do a bunch of other things. I do a bunch of other things, but there has never really been any television in the world. And it wasn't like I really sought it. This kid had his mind made up when he was 12 years old what he wanted to do. I thought following Dick Clark, well, the people that I had great regard for growing up as a young broadcaster were Dick Clark, Ed McMahon. The things that they did with their careers were the things that I wanted to do. But I just never, it's funny how things get in your way. The farm got in the way of me doing a lot of television stuff, because I didn't want to be any place except on the farm in the summertime. And in order to do the kind of things that were required to do what Dick Clark has done or what Ed did or what this kid is doing, require you to be focused, laser sharp on the same thing every day, all day. And I've just never accepted that. So this is something that he wants. He's wanted. He loves this life, loves the career, loves being a celebrity. He's a good radio host. He is a good television host. So more power to him. That's the way I look at it.
I think he reminds me, in terms of celebrity, it's kind of like what Cindy Crawford said. She said, I have the perfect amount of fame. I'm famous enough that I can get a table at a restaurant, but I'm not famous enough that people bother me on the street. And TMZ doesn't follow, you know, and I think Seacrest has the same thing.
Yeah.
I don't know anyone who's like a huge Ryan Seacrest fan, like to the point where, you know, you're going to try to find him on the street outside of the studio with Kelly and Ryan. But, you know, people might say hi or maybe take a selfie with him and then that's it. So he has the greatest, I think, level of fame that allows you to still live your life.
Yeah, I agree with you. Yeah. He can get along. People know who he is. It sort of reminds me, there's a movie that Nicolas Cage is in. He plays a weatherman. Have you seen that? It was about 20 years ago or so.
Oh, yeah. Wasn't Nicole Kidman in that too?
I don't know. I don't remember whether she was or not, to be honest with you. But one of the things that happens to him, when people see him on the street, he's a weather forecaster on television. And people don't like his forecast, so they throw things at him. So when they see him. I don't think that's the case in this circumstance. But one of the things about being on the radio and not being on TV is the ability that you have to come and go. And I, when I was on the radio station here, I was talking about that, The 13 years I spent on the two local radio stations, people knew who I was and still do remember it, but they more know me locally as the farmer. And I like that. I'd rather it be that way, frankly. Everybody has different things that they want to do and accomplish with their lives. And so, as I say, more power to him. Good. Meanwhile, back at the ranch, people still buzzing about the juice, O.J., and his parole. And one of the things that people are focused on, the news media anyway, is how much money he has and how much money he owes. He still hasn't made much of a dent in the $33 million debt to the families of Nicole Brown Simpson and Ron Goldman. There are a lot of lawyers who are spending a lot of time chasing his money. But because Simpson, you know, we've reflected on him as a do-de-do-de-do, and everybody likes him and yada yada. I think the guy's very smart. He has surrounded himself with a financial team that has been masterful in shielding his assets. So on the surface, he pulls in, what, $250,000 a year in retirement that can't be touched.
Is that his NFL pension?
NFL pension, right.
Right.
Yep. The money is immune from judgments. All the money that he has now is not, you can't get at it. Crazy, crazy. All right. Speaking of that, I have a list that's 10 years old. And wait a minute, before you say, how is this list relevant, Doug? I thought it would be kind of fun to look at this or listen to me go through the list and tell me whether this is a list, according to Maxim magazine, of the hottest women in America. So, again,
from 10 years ago.
This is 10 years ago.
Okay.
All right? I'm going to go through the list. Give me a yes or a no. All right? There are 20 women on this. Everybody ready?
Ready.
Number 20 is Jennifer Love Hewitt.
Used to be.
No more. Okay? I don't even know who this woman is. Christina Milian.
Oh, yeah, Christina Milian.
Yeah.
Used to be.
Yeah. What is she,
are
what
we saying
do?
Whether they're still hot
still
or whether
hot
they're
or
relevant?
Are these still, these ladies still hot or
physically
not?
Or their careers hot?
Either or.
Christina Milian was just in that show on Fox, the one with John Stamos. Grandfathered.
Yeah.
She was also a tech correspondent on The Voice for a couple seasons, and I think she has a single out now. So I would say she's lukewarm.
Lukewarm.
Yeah.
And so would you say that about Jennifer Love Hewitt, or she?
Oh no, that's cold.
Yeah, she hasn't worked in a long time.
All right, cold.
Men used to love her though. I always thought she was
kind of ratty. Oh, I thought she was fabulous.
But men used to love her.
Wasn't she in that Enrique Iglesias video? Hero, where he's like dying on the ground and she's like bringing him back to life. Now I'm the only one who remembers that. Never mind.
Yeah.
Number 18, Stacey Keibler.
Warm, she was hot. Totally gone now.
Gone. Okay.
Cold. Okay. Dancing with the Stars, I think, right? Is that the last time we saw her?
She dated George Clooney, remember?
Did you see the Battle of the Network Stars last night?
Not last night, but
no.
I do like that show.
Whatever it was. Yeah. What a bunch of hacks. Oof. Okay. Number 17, Christina Aguilera.
Oh, cold.
What? She's still hot. People know who she is, right?
Okay.
Well,
her career is doing okay. I would say not really.
Really, I think her career is dead.
Okay. Well, she's been on The Voice off and on the last like 5 years. So people still know who she is. People still like her. But
I
give her a lukewarm.
So far, all these people I recognize except for Christina Milian, whatever.
Milian.
All right. Next on the list is Keira Knightley. She's number 16. Warm.
Very
hot,
lukewarm.
Cold. Warm.
Very lukewarm, right? I mean, like, almost
she's done
cold.
Lately.
I actually think of the list, she's still working pretty much,
I think she's the most relevant one.
Yeah.
She was in the most recent Pirates, wasn't she? The one that just came out, which, I mean, I don't know if that really says anything, but...
Yeah.
Nah. All right, next on the list is Jessica Simpson.
Very cold.
Really?
she has a billion-dollar business from, you know, with her clothing line and everything, but where's she been?
Mm-hmm. All right, this is a list from Maxim magazine. 10 years ago, the hottest women at the time.
So this is not about their career. This is about their looks. If it's from Maxim.
Are they still hot or not?
Yeah.
Halle Berry, number 14.
Still hot.
Still hot. Okay.
Yeah she's
Beyonce, number
still
13.
Hot.
Probably hotter.
Hotter,
yeah.
Hotter than 10 years ago, yeah.
I'm not a Beyonce fan, but she's still hot.
Yeah. Number 12, Eva Longoria.
Still hot.
Warm.
Yeah.
Pretty warm.
Warm.
Natalie Portman, number 11.
Still hot.
10 years ago. Still hot today. Yeah, Scarlett Johansson is number 10.
Yeah, still hot.
But she's probably hotter, too.
Yeah.
Yeah. Kelly Clarkson is number 9.
She's still relevant.
She is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She's going to be even more relevant when she joins The Voice next, so, yeah.
Number 8, Sierra.
Victoria was careful not to say hot.
Yeah, I know.
Sierra.
When was the last time Sierra?
Who? Russell Wilson's wife.
Well, so she's, yeah, that's true. That's,
so she's actually more relevant now than she ever was for her own career, I think.
Number 7, Lindsay Lohan.
Ooh, oh, cold.
She just had that lifestyle website come out, though. Pretty relevant.
Boy.
Number 6, listen to that. Angelina Jolie. Number 6.
I don't know. I mean,
I'm reminded of the old song, when you're hot, you're hot, and when you're not, you're not. She never was for me. But
too skinny.
Way too skinny.
I knew
she carries a vial of blood around her neck. Like, I don't know.
That was so long ago.
Come on, Jen. Who
doesn't matter?
That? You don't do that? I do that sometimes.
Nope. Number 5, Mariah Carey.
Oh, God.
Oh, boy. I don't even know what to say about Mimi.
Jennifer Aniston's number 4.
She still looks great. I just don't know what she's done lately.
I don't get the Jennifer Aniston thing.
I kind of don't get it either, but, yeah.
Number 3, Paris Hilton.
Oh, cold.
Wow. Oh, she's been coming back in the news. Her boyfriend's been bringing her back in.
Who's her boyfriend?
I don't know his name, but he's been doing all these public, like, I love you, and it's been getting viral on social media.
Oh, God.
Number 2 is Jessica Alba.
Yeah.
All right, this is the maximum list of the hottest
women.
She's
the dumbest celebrity I ever interviewed. I'm
10 years
say
ago.
It.
Number 1 is Shakira.
It's hard. I don't judge women by their looks, so I'm only going by career stuff. But I think she's still pretty hot career-wise. She's got a new album that just came out on the, you know, on the rest of the world stage. She's huge.
Yeah.
Just in America, she just, you know, isn't that
Yeah, would she
big.
Be number 1 this year? Probably not.
No.
I would say out of that list, Beyonce would be number
oh, yeah,
1, probably.
For sure.
But
yeah,
she's still, yeah, she's still.
ScarJo cool. would probably be in the top 5 still.
Yeah. All right, there it is, ladies and gentlemen. Certainly a relevant conversation about hotness. 20 past the hour on the DJV show.
One nutritional secret is that due to soil infertility, plants are not making the percentage of mineral sugars that they did before the advent of chemical agriculture. These mineral sugars are measured in the juice of a plant. The more sugar, the more minerals, proteins, fatty acids, vitamins, and phytochemicals. According to some experts, these mineral sugars would activate the DNA of our body to be efficient at making protein. Due to an absence of enough of these mineral sugars in our plant foods today, our bodies require 40% more protein. One World Whey is a technologically enhanced whey protein food that can supplement the protein needs of your diet. It is easy to assimilate and it tastes delicious. However, its most attractive feature is that people from ages 3 to 80 are having phenomenal improvements in health. People are reporting vast improvements in energy and well-being that last for 4 hours or more from a single serving. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
The Ford Summer Sales event is in full swing.
The kids are not listening to me.
I got this. Who wants ice cream?
Oh, so that's how you get them to listen.
With available powerful third row seats in the Ford Explorer, there's always more room for the whole family. And then some.
Impressive, huh?
No, not really.
Wait, who are the two in the third row?
Take on summer right with Ford, America's best-selling brand, during the Ford Summer Sales event. It's always a Now with summer's hottest offer. Get 0% financing for 72 months on select Fusion, Escape, Mustang, and Explorer models. Plus, get $1,000 on top of your trade-in. Offer ends July 31st. Not all buyers qualify for Ford credit financing. 72 months at $1,389 per month for $1,000 finance regardless of down payment. Trade assist cash requires trade-in of 95 or newer vehicle or lease terminated 30 days prior to or 90 days after new retail delivery. Not available on Mustang Shelby GT350, GT350R. See dealer or go to buyfordnow.com for complete details. Take new retail delivery from dealer stock by July 31st, 2017.
Welcome to Geico's Motorcycle Meanderings.
I sure saved a lot of money by switching to Geico. I scored some big savings, and now I can use their mobile app 24/7 for all sorts of stuff. Life just makes sense now. What doesn't?
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Identity theft is going to ruin your life if you're not prepared. Hi everyone, this is Paul with Liberty ID. Hey, millions of Americans fall victim every year. Odds are your identity has already been compromised, and alerts aren't going to save you. The solution is restoration, and the only company that provides a money-back guarantee is Liberty ID. Go to Liberty ID and use the promo code FREETRIAL for 60 days free. That's LibertyID.com, promo code FREETRIAL for 60 days free. Cancel at any time. Liberty ID is the industry leader in identity theft restoration, with a 100% success rate in restoring our subscribers' identities no matter how they're stolen. Liberty ID fixes the fallout for you. Liberty ID does the work, but you have to be prepared. Go to LibertyID.com, promo code free trial. LibertyID.com, LibertyID.com.
Tyler, time to go for our family walk.
Just let me nap a little longer.
You promised we'd get more active.
I know. How come you're so ready to go?
It's Superberries Aronia Berries.
Aronia what?
Aronia Berries from Superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness.
Where'd you get them?
I ordered them from Superberries.com/radio, and right now we can get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus, we can save $4 at checkout.
I can't wait to try them. I'll get the doll.
I'll get the kids.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.
You shake my nerves and you rattle my brain. Too much love drives a man insane. You broke my will.
Oh, goodness gracious, great balls of fire.
Excuse me. Oh, boy. What is that supposed to mean?
Oh, boy.
Goodness gracious, great balls of fire. Rock and roll singer Jerry Lee Lewis has been named the honorary artist of next month's Skyville Live concert series. Guest performances from Chris Stapleton, Leanne Womack. Concert filmed in Nashville on the 24th with an online broadcast following. Episode is still in sort of the planning stages, work in progress. Stapleton and Womack are the only two guests who are supposed to be on the stage, at least at this point. They're honoring Jerry Lee Lewis, but there are going to be more guests. They'll come in to perform.
So many people, I would think, would line up to do a tribute to Jerry Lee Lewis.
Right. Absolutely. Yeah. Right. He's... And I'm trying to remember now. Isn't this funny? I don't remember whether he's alive or dead. I think he's dead.
He's alive. He's going to be there.
He's alive? Oh,
yeah.
Okay. All right, yeah. But he's got to be in his late mid to late 80s anyway, I would guess. Can he still play the piano is the question.
He did something, I feel like, last year. He played with somebody else on TV.
So, Skyville Live.
I have a question. Isn't he the one that was with his cousin?
Yeah, he married his cousin. Yeah.
So, why are we paying tribute to that? That was a 12-year-old girl, and he was like 35.
She was 14. You gotta run.
Oh, okay. That's totally different. 14's way better. But way better than
he was 35? I thought they were both like kids.
No.
Creepy.
No. Yeah.
But I love how if somebody can play
everybody
piano.
Can forgets about it.
Yeah, like if they're not like a loser college kid in a fraternity. I mean, you know,
right.
It's like if you can play a piano, we all overlook it.
Everybody, when Chuck Berry died a month or so ago, everybody was talking about what a great guy he was. He was a lech.
Yeah, he was not a great person.
He was a lech.
Ray Charles wasn't a great person either. No. I mean, you know, a lot of them, yeah.
I understand paying tribute to a guy's musical talent, but to have like Chris Stapleton and Leanne Womack like doing some sort of tribute is just, I don't know.
All right, let's keep moving then.
It feels weird.
Joe Walsh has announced the formation of Vets Aid, which is an organization that will fund a variety of veterans-based charities around the country. These charities will provide physical, mental, and emotional care to soldiers. This is great.
I love
this. Not great.
Why?
This is great. Well, because the government
who is responsible for these people being in the shape that they're in, completely disavows the need for this sort of thing.
Yeah, but so I love that a private citizen is doing
this. It's wonderful.
I love
it. The fact that it's needed.
Oh, I know. You're right.
That's what bothers me.
Yeah.
His dad, Joe Walsh's dad, was a flight instructor who died in Okinawa. And Walsh has assisted a lot of veterans' charities over the years, including visiting Walter Reed down in Washington, where he offered free guitar lessons to wounded veterans.
That's
he said,
sweet.
Quote, "I lost my father when I was a baby. Before I could even make a memory of him, I stopped counting the number of friends I lost in Vietnam or that came home scarred mentally or physically." And by the way, that's still going on now, Iraq, Afghanistan.
Mm-hmm.
This is something that the needlessness of what's happening to men and women in uniform is just, it's craziness.
Yep.
Anyway, he's also going to have a concert, the first one to support Vets AIDS, with Zach Brown, Gary Clark Jr., Keith Urban, performing September 20th at Eagle Bank Arena in Fairfax, Virginia. He said, "I had to do something, and seeing as though rock and roll seems to be what I do best, it's also the least I could do for those men who have served. I asked my buddies to step up, and I'm grateful that they did. Let's put on a show, raise some dough, celebrate our vets." More performers, again, going to be announced. This will be quite a jam session, I can imagine.
That's going to be a great show.
Yep. Thank you for reminding us of that. 28 After on DJV.
This week in automotive news, we're in Geneva, Switzerland, test driving the new Mercedes-Benz S-Class. It comes with Race Start, also known as Launch Control, a full-size luxury sedan that goes 0 to 60 miles an hour in 3.4 seconds. No complicated setup needed to make it perform like a race car. Place the S63 model in sports mode plus, put your foot on the brake, stomp on the gas, the engine and the onboard computer shoot you forward, always pinning me against the seat. For more, go to OurAutoExpert.com. I'm Nick Miles.
Get away the Italian way in the new Fiat 124 Spider. With up to 164 horsepower and 184 pound-feet of torque, the Spider is the perfect performance vehicle to rev up for a top-down kind of summer. Visit your local Fiat dealer today.
Don't let a scar steal your spotlight. Use Moderma Advanced Scar Gel, the only once-daily formulated scar care product clinically shown to reduce the appearance of scars. Moderma Advanced Scar Gel from the Moderma family of skincare solutions. Don't miss Amazon Prime Day deals.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. Every day people ask me, "Jay, did I miss out? Have the rates gone up?" The answer is no. Rates are still low, and it's a perfect time to refinance your home, especially if your mortgage rate is higher than 4.25%. If you'd like to lower your interest rate and save thousands of dollars in interest without starting over on a new 30-year loan, a Quicken Loans Yorgage is what you're looking for. With our exclusive Yorgage, you can choose a term that works best for you, anywhere from 8 to 30 years. The rate today on an 8-year mortgage is 3.25%, APR 3.75%. For 7 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation for customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. And for the third year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in the nation for mortgage servicing. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com. That's 800-QUICKEN.
For J.D. Power award information, visit jdpower.com. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. Call 800-281-4224, 800-281-4224, 800-281-4224. That's 800-281-4224.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
Warning, if you've recently declared bankruptcy, you're going to want to cover your ears. Because there's an alternative to bankruptcy, and it could be better than you'd ever think possible. But if you've already declared bankruptcy and have missed this opportunity, you'll want to cover your ears now. Here it is. Right now, the company that has resolved more credit card debt than anyone in the U.S. may be able to settle your debt too. You can resolve your debt with one low monthly program payment. If you call right now and qualify, Freedom Debt Relief will show you how low your monthly program payment could be for free. Call now, 1-800-660-1297. That's 1-800-660-1297. If you're struggling with debt, this could be your answer. And the bigger your debt, the more money you could save. To find out for free how much of your hard-earned money Freedom Debt Relief could help you save, call now, 1-800-660-1297. 1-800-660-1297. 1-800-660-1297.
Are you one of the 15 million men who suffer from an enlarged prostate? If your life revolves around finding the closest bathroom, if you're tired of waking up many times a night to urinate, then you need to know about Prostate Miracle. Prostate Miracle contains beta-cytosterol, which is 3,000 times stronger than salt palmetto. To claim your $10 Patriot discount, go to ProstateMiracle.com and enter promo code PATRIOT. Or call 877-965-2140. That's 877-965-2140.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Let's gurgle our way into another half hour of conversation here. This is the DV. Said again, I was going to do the DVJ. We'll put Victoria first instead of Jennifer. Victoria Keelan, Jennifer Horn, Kara Schillen at the controls in our studio in Washington. I'm Doug Steffen with a focus on travel. We're going to get to the sports news in a matter of moments. If you're going to and from Mexico, planning a vacation there like Victoria had her honeymoon a couple of weeks ago in Mexico. You quite liked it too, didn't you, as I recall?
I love Mexico. My third trip. I love it.
Yeah, I've never been to any of those places. Anyway, if you're going to fly to Mexico and then come back to the U.S. on a plane, you can expect longer security checks. This is part of the push for extra scrutiny for inbound flights worldwide. So I'm trying to figure this out in juxtaposition to the airline laptop ban that has been lifted for the Middle Eastern countries and the African airports. Right? Was this about a month ago? It was announced that there's going to be scrutiny because of the laptops and what might happen. And by the way, the one day, I think it was last week, the feds took one of those computers and armed it with a bomb, and then they went to the boneyard, the plane boneyard in Arizona, and they stuck the computer that they had built in an old plane in the plane junkyard, and they activated it and blew up the plane. Blew it up. I mean, to smithereens. So what I'm trying to figure out is how all of these pieces fit together. There was a ban because of the concern about portable electronic devices. Then, and it affected 9 airlines, 10 different airports. And so now they're lifting the laptop ban. They have implemented enhanced security screenings. That they're still doing, but they're not going to, you can bring the laptop onto the plane with you now. This affected so far 325,000 on planes and come to this country every day. 2,100 commercial flights every day coming from these. Isn't that amazing? How many people are actually coming here to visit? And you can see from that how it affects tourism and why these people were putting so much pressure on the government to cut this out. But then you deal with the Mexican thing. Are the people in Mexico more dangerous than the Middle East?
Well,
I don't think so.
Think, well, of course. Think about what's happening.
They are. What?
Yeah, the airports certainly are. So here's the deal. There was intelligence that was gathered in that raid that we did in Yemen, you know, how many months ago, where that U.S. military member lost his life.
Yeah.
In that, they found that Al-Qaeda specifically, you know, they like the grander gestures more than ISIS does. They were found a way to build bombs into these laptops. So they had evidence that there were airports in the Middle East that were not doing screening of passengers very well. And so that's why they were not allowed to bring laptops on board from those areas. Now, fast forward to Mexico. And again, I have not done a lot of research on this, but it only makes sense. A lot of terrorists that get into this country actually do it across the Mexican border because it's so porous. And so my guess would be that they probably have some intelligence that people from areas of concern are probably flying to Mexico because it's easier and they're not getting scrutinized. And then from Mexico, they take that short flight into the United States. And so I'm sure that's why they feel that they need to tighten
that
security.
Yeah,
this isn't
okay.
About Mexican
sense.
People. This is
about
other...
This is about Mexico. Mexican airport lacks
access.
Lacks screening at the Mexican airports. Yeah.
And I can tell you, having just gone through Mexican airports, the screening is lacking. I had Adidas sneakers that have a metal toe cap, and it set off the metal detector, and I forgot about them because I had never worn them through security before. And so they didn't make you take your shoes off, and you just walk through, and the guy said, okay, there's something metal. And I said, well, maybe it's my ring, and I couldn't think of it. And then Lewis said, oh, no, it's your sneakers. And I said, oh, right. I said, it's my sneakers. And he just looked down and went, okay, go through. I could have had bombs in my sneakers, and that was it. He just smiled at me and said, okay, go on.
Okay. So let's go one step further with this overview of what's going on in terms of traveling. I'm wondering what this announcement from the Hawaii Emergency Management Agency is going to do to those of us who love Hawaii and who would like to go to Hawaii and spend time. I think this is a wonderful place. I love going to Hawaii.
I love Hawaii, yeah.
Yeah. So yesterday or sometime, I don't remember when it was, but I saw... it sort of caught my eye, and then I went back to it again. Because of the ongoing North Korean missile tests, the Hawaii Emergency Management Agency is starting an educational campaign aimed at helping you if you're a resident there. So we've got a couple of stations listening to us in on the islands in Hawaii. And I wonder what those of you over there are thinking. And those of us who are here who would like to be a visitor want to go over there, but they're now beginning to warn folks who are there that the state is a target of a nuclear missile attack or a potential target from the North Koreans. So I'm thinking about this and wondering whether it's some official who's going too far. Is this practical? Is it plausible? Does it make sense? Because there is growing public concern. The news media, have they been responsible or irresponsible in reporting these things? The government says that, yeah, one of these missiles that was tested does have enough oomph in it to get to Guam, maybe to Hawaii, and that the public now, the state of Hawaii says the public ought to be prepared. There's education connected to it. We do the same thing for hurricanes and tsunamis. that pose a greater risk to the state than any of this kind of stuff. So is there, I suppose three or four different ways of approaching this. Is this a good thing? Is it a bad thing? Is it fear-mongering? Is it being practical? What do we do about Kim Jong? Is Trump on the right page trying to get rid of this kid? What's the right approach to this? I think this is the kind of stuff. This is the kind of stuff that makes me crazy. Anyway, the fact that this guy can, first of all, get away with scaring people, and nobody's doing anything about it. It's the same damn thing as Al Qaeda and Daesh. Nobody's doing anything, so he just keeps doing what he's doing. Excuse me.
What's dangerous about this is, there's really not much to do unless you initiate a war, and I don't think anybody who is sane wants to initiate a war with Kim Jong Un.
Put the seals over there and blow him up.
But the problem is what comes next. I mean, Kim Jong Un is not the only guy over there. I mean, they have a full government structure that is excited about the power they have over the North Korean people. Keep in mind, the North Korean people have no idea what the outside world is like. No. I mean, they're very insulated, and so it's not as easy, I think, as people like to make it seem, but I think I've heard that they're looking at either trying to assassinate and remove Kim Jong-un, or part two of this, the less violent way of doing it, and because the West Coast is at risk. I mean, if you miss with Kim Jong-un, the West Coast is definitely at risk. We know he has missiles that can reach Alaska, can reach even Los Angeles. Hawaii, I think, is worried. San Francisco, of course. But one of the things that they need to do is that President Trump thought he was on the right path with President Xi from China. And President Xi from China said, yes, we're going to help you. We're going to put those sanctions in on North Korea. Well, turns out China was lying, because the economic growth between China and North Korea was 40% in the first quarter of this year. So now the pressure comes back to, if you want to try to tackle this diplomatically, you go to China and you put the fist on their doorstep saying, look, you need to stop providing North Korea with this boost to their economy that's letting them stay in business, essentially.
Yeah, but there was a tech story that we talked about, Doug, when you were with your grandson, and it was essentially the Winnie the Pooh thing. Actually, no, Doug, you were there with us. Winnie the Pooh, okay, has been banned from all Chinese social media because he resembles the president of China. The other thing that China also did is you can no longer search for Kim Jong Fatty Fatty, because that he's protecting Kim Jong Un's image on social media. Now, I don't see how we're going to diplomatically sever the ties between China and North Korea when they even want to protect his image from being made fun of on social media. That's an inextricable link there that I do not think we're going to ever be able to break without a Navy SEALs type solution.
What the solution is, the SEALs go in and pop them off.
I think China thinks we're just a joke at this point. I mean, they're just going to, oh yeah, sure, and be nice, and then they just do whatever they want anyway.
Well, certainly it's something we're going to solve. The problem isn't going to be solved here, but I thought it was interesting that Hawaii took that step of the Emergency Management Agency to prepare for any threat to their well-being, and whether it be man-made or a natural disaster. That's a statement there for sure. 44 past the hour. All right, ladies, let's get to some sports news. This is important information, very important, Victoria. The Sports Illustrated swimwear line. Is this a line? This is going to be bathing suits that are part of what they promote with their swimsuit edition, is that right?
Well, the swimsuit edition is arguably the most successful part of Sports Illustrated at this point, since magazines, people don't really read them anymore. So they've decided that they're going to launch a swimwear collection, and it's going to be available in 2018. They're also launching an activewear collection, so sports bras, yoga pants, things like that for women. They say that everything is going to be a huge range of sizes, so they say that there is something for everybody, for every body type, and they haven't said what the size range will be, but I'm assuming it will also include plus sizes. They'll have 72 styles of swimwear and 44 pieces of the active collection. The funniest part about all this, they're doing a runway show this coming week in Miami for Swim Week, and they held an open casting call, so they've cast 15 models to wear the swimsuits that have been featured on the covers of the Sports Illustrated swimsuit issues. Now, if anyone has ever looked at any of those covers, those models are pretty much not wearing anything. So I'm not sure what these models on the runway are actually going to be wearing. A whole lot of nothing, I'm guessing. And men will love this, I guess, but I don't really know if they're also going to be. They said they're going to recreate some of those bathing suits as part of the swimwear line. So, again, a whole lot of nothing if you've ever seen Kate Upton in any of those pictures.
Okay.
Too skimpy right. for my body.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
All right.
Please.
All right. 12 before the hour on the DJV show.
The Ford Summer Sales event is in full swing.
The kids are not listening to me.
I got this. Who wants ice cream?
Oh, so that's how you get them to listen.
With available powerful third-row seats in the Ford Explorer, there's always more room for the whole family. And then some.
Impressive, huh?
No, not really.
Wait, who are the two in the third row?
Take on summer right with Ford, America's best-selling brand, during the Ford Summer Sales event. Now with summer's hottest offer. Get 0% financing for 72 months on select Fusion, Escape, Mustang, and Explorer models. Plus, get $1,000 on top of your trade-in. Offer ends July 31st. Not all buyers qualify for Ford credit financing. 72 months at $1,389 per month for $1,000 finance regardless of down payment. Trade-assist cash requires trade-in of 95 or newer vehicle or lease terminated 30 days prior to or 90 days after new retail delivery. Not available on Mustang Shelby GT350, GT350R. See dealer or go to buyfordnow.com for complete details. Take new retail delivery from dealer stock by July 31st, 2017.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Vivian Williams. A new approach known as Enhanced Recovery After Surgery, or ERAS, is helping patients leave the hospital sooner and get back to normal life.
What we've known from a lot of information, a lot of studies, is the longer patients stay in the hospital, the higher their risks of complications. Because they're not doing what they normally do, they get exposed to things they don't normally need to be exposed to.
Colorectal surgeon Dr. Robert Sima says ERAS began in Europe to limit medical interventions that were counterproductive.
So we weren't traditionally feeding patients right away. Well, what do you normally do? You eat. And so they started feeding patients the night of surgery. They started letting them drink rather than giving them IV fluids. It's just one of those areas where getting home and getting back to your routine actually helps you.
Treating pain prior to surgery and avoiding systemic narcotics are also part of ERAS. For more information, talk with your doctor or visit mayoclinic.org.
Hey, it's Jim. I can't take your call right now. I'm digging for oil in my basement to help pay for my family's mobile bill. A little crazy, you say? You try getting a data plan that has enough gigs for my family. And I thought braces were expensive. We definitely need a switch.
Stuck in a dysfunctional family plan? Switch to Boost Best Family Plan right now and get four lines for just $25 per line, each with unlimited gigs. With MetroPCS, you only get 2 gigs per line for the same price. Plus, switch today and get up to 4 free phones, all on the fast and reliable Sprint Nationwide network. Boost makes it easy to switch. Switching makes it easy to save.
Offer ends 9/10/17. Requires one line to port in. Lines include unlimited data, talk, and text. Video streams optimized at up to 480p plus resolution. Music up to 500 kilobits per second and cloud gaming up to 2 megabits per second. Data deprioritization applies during congestion. Comparison based on MetroPCS's 2 gigabyte promo plan as of 4/25/17. For additional details, visit their website. Free phones while supplies last. Requires port in and activation on $100 plans. Coverage and offers not available everywhere. Restrictions apply.
With Zillow, you're not just looking for a house. You're looking for the kitchen where you'll bake your baby's smash cake. The extra bedroom where your sister will constantly crash. You're looking for a garage where you'll park bicycles, tricycles, and every mode of transportation. Except your car.
You're not just looking for a house. You're looking for a place for your life to happen. And whether buying or renting, Zillow makes it easy. With smart search features, photos, and more. Zillow. Find your way home.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Here in my car, I feel safest of all. I can lock on my doors.
Now 53 past the hour. Time for our visit with Nick Miles, who is the owner-operator of OurAutoExpert.com, reviewing what cars are good, what cars are not so good, what cars are safe, what cars are not so safe, how to buy a car, what you should be looking for in a car. Do you buy a diesel, for example? That's the focus in a moment with Nick. What's the lane keep assist deal? Can I point my car at a brick wall and not physically step on the brake? What's the story? Andrew Stevens has the latest on car safety features.
Safety is a big priority to determine a car purchase. However, it can be overwhelming to keep track of all the new technology out there. James Bell with Kia Motors gives us an overview of the various safety features available.
We've all heard about autonomous technology, and we know it's going to be part of our future. Lane Keep Assist is a system that monitors your place in the lane and lets you know if it starts to drift out. But not only with a warning, it actually nudges you back into space, keeping you and your passengers safer than ever before.
Kia's Soul, named by U.S. News and World Report, is one of the best cars for seniors, is a practical little car that features strong safety and reliable scores. The Soul, along with Kia's Rio and Forte models, made the list of 2017 KBB's coolest cars under $18,000.
The Forte is available in two body styles, sedan and a five-door. It has even more room for your friends and your stuff. And Kia is excited to announce that we've won J.D. Power's initial quality study for the second year in a row.
For more information, visit Kia.com.
Here's a scoop on garden soil. Sometimes it needs help from the Home Depot, where bags of Miracle-Gro garden soil are a special buy, three for just $10. It improves existing soil with nutrients plants need for stronger roots, so they'll hit the ground running, starting with much better ground. Miracle-Gro garden soil, three bags, $10. Now the number one retailer for Scott's Miracle-Gro, the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid through August 2nd while supplies last. Contiguous U.S. only. Limit 80 per customer.
All right, Nick Miles is here with his car expert. The emissions recall of the past year for Volkswagen There are a lot of people who were saying, Nick, that the same issues confront BMW and Mercedes and Rover, anybody that has a diesel engine that was manufactured in England, in Europe. And now Mercedes says they have a problem and they've issued a huge diesel emissions recall. What's the story behind the story, really, here with the Volkswagens and with these other cars?
Well, it depends who you talk to, my friend, but it really, what it comes down to is diesel does make sense for a fuel for big farm vehicles, for things the size of Land Rovers and Range Rovers, bigger vehicles. But unfortunately, everybody's trying to win the game by getting their emissions down. And in the case of VW, they did it naughtily, and they got caught doing it. So everybody is trying to find ways in making their diesel do better. And the way that they have discovered is putting ammonia spritzer on the exhaust fumes as they come out. Unfortunately, that's expensive. So the truth behind the truth is these guys are trying to push their cars under that bar that has been set by the California government and the U.S. government, and some of them have done it illegally. Now, there's no proof yet that any other company apart from VW has been involved, but they're trying very, very hard to make sure that they get their cars inside that small box created by the U.S. government.
All right, so a friend of mine has a Range Rover with a diesel engine in it, and every 4 months or so she has to go in and have some liquid put into the system. What you just told me is something I didn't know, that it's an ammonia thing that just drips on to the exhaust manifold, it sounds like. Is that right? Is that what that is?
So, yeah, it sprays across the gases that come out and takes all the particulates out of the gas, so then you get absolutely clean air coming out the back end. The difficulty is that it costs a lot of money if you take it into the dealership to have it put in.
Yeah,
yeah. But those guys who have learned to do it themselves have learned to circumvent the dealer and are doing it for about a tenth of the price.
Yeah, you can just buy the stuff and put it in if you know what you're doing. That's what I say.
Absolutely. It's like anything else. I can do brain surgery if I know what I'm doing.
My daughter and my son both had Volkswagen diesel station wagons. My son was indignant, and he turned his in and got a gas engine. But my daughter kept hers, got $5,000. They tweaked it, whatever they did, increased the fuel mileage. They were getting about 45 before, and now it's close to 50. I thought it was going to go the other way.
Right. They're good. They're really, really good cars. It's just a real shame that there was an obvious cheating device in them. I don't think it's the end of diesel, but it's probably the end of diesel in passenger cars. The Chevy will have a new diesel Cruze coming this year. But I love diesel. I hope it does well. But I also like to make sure I don't poison people when I drive past.
That's a very good thing to hope for, Nick. Thank you. Nick Miles, who's an auto expert, his expertise can be found at rautoexpert.com. Here with us on the DJV show.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.